Hello, and welcome to the Natty's Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Durham, and with me today, I have Donald Williams.
Hello.
Hello. Congratulations on runner-up at Jeddah, and bringing HMPs, which will be kind of our spotlight of this episode, into the light, along with another friend up top there. I think his name was Craig, but either way, congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations on winning it.
Oh, thank you so much, man. You gave me a run for my money. But doesn't matter. This is not about me. This is about you. Because I think that the interesting thing about Jeddah was that our top 32, top 16 looked very different, especially being extended, than what we had experienced before. And your list, along with a few other ones, were some of the ones that really stepped in there. So actually, let's talk a little bit about you first of all. So how long you been playing X-Wing for?
I started playing X-Wing during the dock strike, so wave 4 of 1.0.
okay,
right when the Decimator came out.
Fantastic. All right, a veteran.
Yes.
And what got you into the game in the first bit?
Actually, I was at our local game store, and I saw a couple people playing it. And it's like, oh, this is cool looking. And many, many paychecks later, and lots of plastic ships later, I'm still playing.
So fantastic. I love it. So let's talk about a little bit about your X-Wing career. So you obviously have been playing for a while. So what has that experience been like over the while that you have been playing?
Well, our local group, we call it Stay on Target Podcast Group, with also Bluegrass Squadron out of Central Kentucky, Outer Rim Heroes out of Louisville, Kentucky. We started playing in Frankfort, Kentucky, which is halfway in between the two, big cities. And we travel, as I say, we travel quite well. We go to a lot of the tournaments up in Ohio, all of them up in Indy. We go to Worlds. I know some people go to the bigger ones, the Lone Star Open, System Opens, all over the place. So we travel quite well in our area, and I'm one of them that travels quite a bit.
Fantastic. I think I've actually seen your face maybe at Worlds before. I mean, I've been to Worlds once, and it was the last one that existed. Were you there?
Yes, I was there.
What were you flying, sir?
I actually flew Palp Shuttle, Merrick Steel, and two Inquisitors.
Wow. How did you do there?
Well, I had to qualify up there, and I qualified for it. And then I played 4 games before I dropped and went over and started doing the side games.
Oh man, the side games. Was that your first world, or have you
been
to many?
No, that's my third one. I was at 2 of them at the FFG Center.
What did you think about the side games and the prize booth there?
Aces High. Oh, that's an awesome game.
I agree. I had so much fun playing that, and I loved, I had never got to do it before, but I won the tickets. Like, were there some specific prizes that you, did you grab all of it that they had behind the desk?
No.
What kind of stuff did you get?
Actually, most of them that I got, I ended up selling, because I am not a big Rebel, Resistance, Republic fan. I fly the other 4 factions, and that was the Red Squadron is what they gave away, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And then the Plo Koon.
And then the Plo Koon chip.
Yeah. And then there were some there's some faction stuff in there.
Right.
I loved it all. I ate it all up. I got as many as I possibly could, including I think I grabbed 7 or 8 Vulture droids just so that I could have them.
Yeah, I've got 9 Vulture droids, I think.
fair enough. So, HMPs. How long have you been flying HMPs?
Since they came out.
Okay. And what... So, okay, here's the question. So why do you think now, like, why do we see two HMP lists from top four and into the finals at Jeddah?
Well, when they first came out, GSP, I don't remember which tournament it was, they had one, and there was one person, I don't remember who, he ran an HMP list, but he used it heavy on bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed strictly to the side. Went up the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, completely. And I watched that, and it's like, and I had told people, it's like, there's something with these HMPs I don't know yet until I play it more. And I tried it with bombs, and then I tried it with the missiles and that, and it's like, the missiles I like better.
Yeah. Yeah, because your list, let's pop on over here. So you flew DGS-47 with Diamond Boron missiles, ZAM. So let's stop right there. Why the Boron missiles?
Diamond Boron missile is a swarm killer.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you brought it, obviously, to respond to, eh?
Not necessarily swarm also, but anybody who flies close together. If you watch any of my games, Diamond Boron missile goes on a ship that has the highest agility.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Because then it can trickle over to everything else.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My first two rounds of Jeddah was against swarms. One was a Malorus swarm. The other was a Warthog swarm.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked one of the ships that was in the dead center and splash damaged. You know, three hits on in each match after the initial attack.
Now, and on this, I've flown HMPs before, and I found that swarms can be a little tricky to handle. How did you find handling the swarms during this event?
That was the only two swarms I actually faced, and I got lucky on the dice rolls on that initial volley. As I tell people, I'm expecting to lose a half a ship or maybe one full ship on the initial volley.
Mm-hmm.
against most lists.
Yeah.
One agility ships, you're going to get four damage to them. Or if there's enough ships, 8 points. It's setting up for that second volley is the key.
Hmm. Fair enough. And, well, let's continue along. So, Zam Wessel. So nice that she can fit into the list of that sweet 4 points. And I noticed that she's on DGS, and I think you were talking to me before a little bit about how much you loved her on DGS. Want to talk a little bit about that?
DGS-047 is, I think, the best droid gunship there is, only because of the ability. When you shoot, after you attack, if the defender is in your forward arc, you can get acquire a target lock on it, or more importantly, if he is in your bullseye, he gets a strain. So a ZAM trigger can set up a strain shot for either 047's next shot or one of your other shots coming in.
And with that Diamond Boron missiles and ZAM and DGS's ability, man, that's just got to be so sweet to be able to take a shot, perhaps throw that strain out there, ZAM Wessel, take another shot, get that Diamond Boron missile proccing again. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of damage.
Okay, and also with the new JAM meta getting ready to hit, 047's ability and ZAM Wessel, the one where you can get the target lock, that plays right into the meta.
Mm-hmm.
To set up my Bactoid drone for the shot after.
Absolutely. 047. And bringing that up, well, I mean, so right after that, you have Dark One Probe droids on there. Understandably, these things love Dark One Probes. And you've got repulsor stabilizers all along the list, obviously, because why not be crazy maneuverable? So back to a drone, you went with Discord missiles, and you do have 3 Discord missiles in the list. How come the Discords? Sometimes people lean into more missiles, sometimes people throw, negate the Discords and just go with more payloads because you can only do so many points in there. How come Discords?
Discord missiles are great against certain ships. I mean, I played against the Bossk. You know, if you face a Bossk list, Discord is awesome. He has no barrel roll. He has no boost.
Yeah, I bet he does not like that.
You're not
every single turn.
Right. My top 32 game, I played against 3 super ETAs. You know, 3 Eddas. All with stealth device.
Oh, well, did you get a Discord off on one of those?
I put a Discord on Obi-Wan. They don't like... Stealth devices do not like Discord missiles.
No, I'd imagine not, because that basically shuts them down. Those HMPs get like all that nice, juicy underbelly.
Yep. The Discord missiles were the MVP in my top 8 match against Chris Patrick. His Vader
Crispy,
Punisher.
Oh, yes.
His, you know, Vader Death Rain. The same one killed both of them. Put the final blow on both of them.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he mentioned that the Discord missiles were a pain so much against his list. And he said that he had gotten some practice matches in with you.
Yes.
And you did something surprising against him, and it wasn't a slow roll. You went hyper-aggressive on him, which threw him off his game. Why the choice in that game like that?
It was the way he set up. He set Death Rain to come straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He had Vader off way to the side. I knew if I could get Death Rain down fast enough, if I had at least 3 HMPs left, Vader would go down.
Okay.
Or had a real good chance of Vader going down.
And obviously he pulled it off. Congratulations. That's the toughest
to
beat, especially.
Yeah, a couple good blocks and the Discord missiles is what really helped.
Sweet. And then, interestingly, and I you got K2B4. Some people have opted for Kraken in these HMP lists, but you went with K2B4. How come?
I have to give credit to Lou the Lunatic. Luke is his real name. He plays 5 HMPs, Naked, K2B4, and Grievous.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. And after playing Aces, K2B4 against Aces, hands down, is better. Because I'm an I1 and an I2.
Yeah.
I'm shooting last. For instance, your list. If Kylo would have shot at me, and if I had multiple shots going back at Kylo, I would have said, okay, get K2B4, give me an evade, or you take a strain. What are you going to do 90% of the time? You're going to give me that evade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I do not want that strain, because if you take points out of me, that's my end game, right? So
exactly.
That's no good.
Exactly.
Can't be happening to that.
So if you're going against Aces.
Comes in at a great price. Again, only like 4 points.
5 points.
Oh, 5 points. Oh, so close.
Yep.
But still,
because,
yes, that's so cheap comparatively to the other ones. So do you think it's just like a unique
missiles,
situation that K2B4 works really well with the Bactoids?
It's any of the low initiatives. If you're going to face Aces,
yeah.
K2B4 is better. If you're going facing a lot of swarms with low initiatives, I think Kraken may be better. Especially with Discord missiles. With Discord missiles and my 2G and Ocean prototypes with the sync laser, where you want to have that calculate token, the extra one is better.
Yeah, I love the sync laser cannons on those Genosians. It's funny that the Genosian prototype, the ability is almost blank. How often do you even have the ability go off?
My list, it doesn't. It will never trigger because the ability has to do with a tractor token. Their ability is while you perform a missile or cannon attack, you may remove one tractor token from the defender to reroll up to 2 attack dice. Nothing in my list gives tractor tokens. There's one reason, and one reason only, I have both two of those. That is, if you are in either one of those forward arc, you are getting 3 dice rolled against you. No matter what. I don't have to have a lock on you. I don't have to have the calculate. The calculate, if I have it on you at the end, negates your range bonus, but I don't need it to roll 3 dice.
Yeah, it's so good. And yeah, that's exactly it. You don't have to have a lock. You can spread those locks around and really just help out DGS and Bactoid. And after that, it's just Genosian prototypes throwing 3 dice. At range 2, 3, 1, doesn't matter. As long as they're in that front forward arc, right? So, why haven't more people picked up this list? Like, I know that the fun part of flying the HMPs a little bit for myself was that when I brought them to an event or brought them to like the Galaxies event, I'm just talking more so online events, it threw people for a loop because they didn't really know how to respond to it, and they really even didn't even had a good grasp on how they moved, let alone. Have you found that as well? And also, Do you think more people should be bringing them? Why don't you think more people bring them?
I'm not for sure. I agree that people don't know how they're played and don't know how to play against them. But you think, ships that can move like this, some people will call it a mobile fortress because they do stay together. I can stay in one corner of the mat if I choose. If you watch all 3 of my games, the only one I did that was the top 8 game because he came straight at me. I did not have time to move up, you know, the mat. They're just like the old Quad Phantoms. The Quad Star Vipers, where you can just maneuver and stay in one spot. But they are moving every turn.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that we talked about a little bit during the match. That, you know, I moved halfway up and then I moved all the way back down and covered, probably half, at least half the map. The mat during the game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you came all the way up, then came back, and it felt very much like in response to me trying to put some pressure on. So you put a little bit of pressure on, then I had to get out of the pressure, and then only when you were moving around and coming back up was there some opportunities there for me.
Correct.
Yeah. So why don't more people fly the HMP? I mean, it's only 4 ships. It's not too expensive. A lot of people fly SIS. Online, there's tons of opportunities to fly whatever you want because it's literally a click of the button. Why don't you think more people just fly HMPs? Because they are solid, or at least shown to be solid. Do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll start
with
that. I am
not for sure.
Why don't you think more people
have it? I am not for sure. That's what I tell a lot of the people that I talk to. I talk to a lot of people in Ireland, in England, in Iceland, all over the U.S., and it's like, why aren't people? People are underestimating them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of us now that, you know, we play HMPs a lot. I actually have four of them now that I actually play in real tournaments. I play the same mm-hmm. list. And one of my friends asked me, when are you going to change it? I said, well, not at least not until points change, and then probably not then. They won't go up that much.
So what happens when Zam goes up? Because most likely she's going to go. Do you have... Do you just throw Grievous in? Do you have another idea?
Grievous is a possibility. Freelance Slicer on DGS 047 is a possibility.
Ooh, that's a good thing. Why Freelance Slicer?
All right, if DGS 047 already has a target lock on the ship and it shoots at it, while you defend before attack dice are rolled, you may spend a lock you have on the attacker to roll one attack die. If you do, the attacker gains one jam token. Then on a hit or a crit, you gain one jam token. So you declare you're going to shoot a missile at, or let's use, everybody loves them, the Procket.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gotta have a calculate token. Or a focus token.
Yep.
You're going to shoot at 047. I have a lock on that ship. I say, all right, Freelance Slicer. I roll a die. You no longer have that focus token. Yeah, go ahead, roll your five dice at me, but it's unmodded now.
Oh, it's nice. It's so like a it's a protective kind of thing for when they go to shoot at you, you can jam them.
And then there's a chance
they get to trigger their attack. Seavor kind of asks.
Yes, because, right, it says you may spend a lock you have on the attacker, and it says before attack dice are rolled, the attacker gains one jam token. And since you're the one that caused the jam, you choose what gets jammed off. Vader coming in with that evade and focus token. You can jam the evade off. Or whisper.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, as soon as 047 shoots again, if you're in the forward arc, guess what? You get your target lock back.
Perfect. And that works. It just works perfectly with his ability.
You can't use it that turn, but it sets up for the next turn, or it sets up for the Bactoid drone. And you always, on my list, you always shoot with 047 first.
Mm-hmm. Now, in regards to... is it picking up my voice? Am I frozen?
I can hear you.
Okay, it's just not picking up. I'm not too sure what's going on here, because everything seems to... Oh, no, okay, there it goes. It's moving again. It just had a moment. Not a problem. So, do you think, after showing that they're, like, were you guys the only HMP lists in the, like, you and the top four gentlemen, his name eludes me, I feel like it's Craig, I'm gonna have to look up at the same time, but were you guys the only two HMP lists that you know of?
That I know of, yes. I'm not for sure if there was any others or not, without checking. There was, what, 170-something mm-hmm. people in it? So, that's a list to look through.
Yeah, no, exactly. What do we think? Do you think more people will be picking up now? I mean, it's not the first time that HMPs have made their way into the top cut. I think this is the first time they've made it the furthest into a top cut.
No, the last, I mean, it might have been in GSPs, in Hexiled Gaming's Kyber Cups, someone has won one, and I've made a top 64 and won a few Kyber Cups to go.
Nice. So, his name. Craig Bradford.
Yes.
Separatist Alliance.
Have you had
a chance to talk with him or about his choices about HMPs? Like, what do you think about his list comparably?
He went with the straight Bactoid drones and 047. He went with same initiative. They are easier to fly that way, but I like the sync laser cannon just too much.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you mentioned the Diamond Boron missiles really doing well to respond a bit against the swarms, right? So he brought
swarms
the cluster
missiles.
And he's not the first person.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's not the first person to bring cluster missiles. What do you think about cluster missiles on the HMPs comparably to
I have another list. I have another list that I call Load It. And that's it was cluster missiles. It was one. It was 047 with Diamond Boron. Actually had Freelance Slicer in that list. Then it was two Bactoids with Discords and Cluster Missiles. And this one actually had Kraken in it, a version of Kraken. The Cluster Missiles, if you can get them range 1 to 2 with the target lock spread, that just gives you the extra rerolls. That's why Cluster Missiles on HMPs, they do work. It, you know, it is a good list of it on it. His list, I liked it, and I could see it because I've flown something similar to it.
Mm-hmm. So I have a rendition of an HMP list, and I'm going to tell you what my list is, and then you tell me what you think and how you would tweak it, considering what it is. So
okay.
I fly 4 Bactoids.
Mm-hmm.
They all have the repulsor lift stabilizers because it would silly. I don't know. Maybe there will be something that comes along that says you don't put them on. But currently, I think it's solid, right? One of them has got the Dark One probe droids. I do have Kraken in this version. I do have the 3 Discord missiles. I have energy shells on everything, and I also have thermal detonators with a delayed fuses on the same one. They all kind of work out to be approximately the same cost, between just below 50 to just above 50. So what is the thought process around that? Was energy shells, same kind of deal with the synced laser cannons. I have the 3 dice. I don't need the locks. I get the rerolls when I have the locks out there. The Discord missiles are that kind of, they go hand in hand with Kraken, allowing me to hold on to multiple calculates so I can toss them out and then still have a calculate for the energy shells and still have the locks with the Dark One probe droids. And then finally, I have the thermals, just one, to kind of protect out the rear. What do you think about that version, and do you think it has any validity to it?
That is very similar to the one that I was talking about. That one, I couldn't remember if it was a GSP event or a Kyber Cup. He went with the energy shells. The only problem, energy shells are a high output because you can change that one to a crit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one shot.
Yeah.
It's one shot, and then you have to reload.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to either the next shot completely not shoot to reload it, or you have to wait and pick a turn when you're not getting shot at or you can't shoot, you know, have a good shot. Some people love them.
Mm-hmm.
I flew them on Vultures, the Vulture droids. I didn't care for them, you know, but each person flies. I am a strong believer in fly what you like.
No worries. I find that once you fire off that initial volley, sometimes you even get in the midst of it. So that's why I kind of thought like energy shells, even though it's a one-off, I didn't really care too much because I'm kind of in the thick of it where I'm getting those side arcs or with those stabilizers that I'm moving around. Do you find that you get a lot of like a volley and then you kind of get up and close?
Well, with the side slip, though, if you time it right and everything works good, you've always got a ship. Hopefully one of your the lock ships that you have in your forward arc with them two Geonosians. So there's never a reason why you're not rolling, you know, them three dice. And yeah. I learned the hard way that doesn't matter how many ships you're facing, pick two ships and you put two locks on each one to start with. And then as it goes, if it changes, 047 is the one that can change, let you change a lock to a different ship until the other ships are dead. Just for the reroll capability.
Interesting. And even against the swarms,
yes,
eh?
I picked, and I always put, like I said, I always put whoever's got the Diamond Boron missile against the highest agility ship. And then I put the Factoid drone's concussion missile lock on a different ship. And then I usually just pick whichever one. It doesn't matter because my two Geonosians are the same. I'll put one of them with the 047, the other one with the concussion missile.
Fantastic. So what kind of list, if you're bringing these HMPs, let's consider similar renditions to the one that you brought at Jeddah. What kind of lists are you happy to see on the other side?
Except for your aces who, I'm sorry, hit and runs, cat and mouse game, but that's what your list does. Any two-ship list. Any two-ship list.
Yeah. Just eating up those Django Zams.
Yes.
Eh?
Django Zam actually can give you lots of issues because of Zam. But yeah, the two-ship list, you've got probably 80 to 90% win ratio.
That's really solid. And what kind of lists do you not want to see on the other side?
Ion.
Oh, yeah, true.
Ion control.
I faced Mitch Rebb once with Ion, and it was a pain in my rear end.
Because they cannot take a focus token. And honestly, other...
No, just calculates for these things.
The missile you said, you don't want cluster missiles. Because you fly these in formation.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I'm starting to learn they're actually easier to fly against while they are in formation. Once they break formation, they're harder because you don't know which way they're going when they start side slipping.
Fair enough. Do sometimes... Sometimes do you find when you like lose the points on one of them or it's coming close to the end of the game, in order to hold on to that win, you separate the HMPs and say, go ahead, chase them, and you send one that way, one
actually,
that way.
Actually, that sets up a great kill zone. You split, you go two of them right, two of them left. If you think they're going down the center, you've got four, you know, a kill aisle. Shooting up the center.
Yeah, time on target on these things is so hard, eh?
And honestly, one of the hardest is multiple X-Wings is a very difficult. 3 to 4 X-Wing list, give them troubles. If you can get
four
dice at range one, and they have 6 health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, total, they can put out, X-Wings can put out some damage still.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we've seen some success with Resistance 4s where they are flying the 4 X-Wings and having quite a lot of success with it. Fair enough. Do you have some fun memories with this list so far? Like, is there something significant that just stands out? You're like, I really love this game because I was able to pull this off.
Actually, I have to bring up Against Crispy. Setting the disc, or hit Invader with the Discord. Setting up a bump so that he couldn't, that he took it again. And then he chased me around and hit the other one sitting there. So he technically hit, Vader took 3 of his 7 off Discord missiles.
Oh my goodness. Crispy, what are you doing? Those are some perfectly placed Discord missiles. It's all skill, right, Donald?
A lot of the times, I don't even use them. Because I want the Discord missile to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, I didn't see many lists. I heard there was a couple lists that used automatic target priority. Discord missiles.
Okay. Yes.
You launch it in front of
that's
you.
That's the funniest thing ever.
Because it is a legal target.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've used it before by moving the Dark One probe droid into the way of
exactly.
as well, and weaponizing the Dark One probe droid.
But I do have to say, the Dark One probe droid, you were the only person to take out both of them before I got my locks down.
I think that was such a big thing about responding to your list, that you didn't get those free easy locks, and so you had to reach for those double mods where you didn't just get them right off the hop, helped so much in being able to respond to you.
Yes, that helped a lot, because getting that when you're halfway across the board and then getting the calculate just makes it so nice.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Well, thank you so much, Donald. I appreciate you coming on here and sharing a little bit about yourself and your list. It was very much appreciated. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we close on out today?
And yes, these HMPs can be in hyperspace also. I plan on flying a version of it in Jeddah. No Discord missiles,
yeah.
But... and then you can't use the Baktoid drone. You have to move up to an I-3, so I will be actually using 3 different initiative levels in it.
Fantastic. Well, I'll be cheering for you, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming on, and can't wait to face you again. Hopefully, I don't have to face against those 4 HMPs at Alderaan in the finals, but if we get there, then...
I would
we'll
be
do
just
it again.
Be ecstatic.
Right.
I mean, I was happy with the top 32. And then looking at who I had to play going up, it's like, oh my, this is going to be interesting. And then I just kept winning. It's like, what's going on? What's happening here? And then making it to the final table, it's just like wow.
Well, what's going on?
Yep, I like the list, and I just keep playing it.
You did incredible, and I really hope. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that goes right with what I think, right? You know, you like it, you love it, fly it, have fun, and if you continue to practice with the things that you have fun, not only will you enjoy the game even more, but you will find that you can do some stuff with it that, you know, nobody else really can, because you just
yes.
put the time in.
Reputations work.
So, absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for coming on. You guys have been listening to Natty's Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Durham, and as always, just roll Natty's.